This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa la ummata ba'da ummatihi wa la kitaba ba'da kitabih. ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة صدق الله العظيم Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a deen, a religion which is beautiful, which he himself has chosen for humanity, the way he says in the Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I have completed my favors upon you. I have completed and perfected deen, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. Now, Islam is a beautiful and a comprehensive deen and religion. Unlike other isms, ideologies, which perhaps have one aspect of goodness or one aspect of guidance, Islam is a comprehensive religion. It's a deen which gives guidance on every aspect of human life. And for the sake of today's talk, to give us a practical example and manifestation of what I'm saying with regard to the comprehensiveness of our deen, I'm going to give you an example of a beautiful building. Let us take this most beautiful building of this masjid, the houses of Almighty Allah, this house of Almighty Allah. Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one of our great scholars, he came from India. When he came to South Africa, he said that everywhere in the world there is the houses of Allah. In South Africa, there's a bungalows of Allah. Allah Ta'ala keep us going, that we have made our masjids beautiful. The way we have made our houses beautiful, Alhamdulillah, Allah make us make the masjids also beautiful. Nevertheless, now when we put up this most beautiful building, your house or this masjid, let us just go through what actually happens. The first thing that you have a plan, right? You have a plan that you know that this is the plan that I need to be able to build this building. Now take the example with regard to our religion. We need a plan. How to practice upon our religion. Making our Islam alive. You need a plan. What is a plan for us to build our religion? The way you have a plan to build a masjid or build a house, you have a plan to practice upon our deen. What is our plan? Our plan is the Quran. Alif Lam Ra, Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayka Litukhrija An-Nasa Min Az-Zulumati Ila An-Nur. It is a kitab that Allah Ta'ala has sent upon our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which takes you away from darkness into light. It takes you away from the darkness of disbelief and kufr into the light of iman and belief. It takes you away from the darkness of superstition and brings you into the light of conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes you away from the darkness of doubt, the way many times people say today it is trendy. I'm an agnostic. I doubt everything until I don't see it. We don't have such doubts in Islam. Ask a 5-year-old Muslim child, who created you? He won't have a doubt. He say, Allah created me. Those people who are, you know, have doubts, keep your doubts. It's a terrible way to live. Allah has given us conviction. So Islam and Quran takes us away from doubt into conviction, into proper belief. It takes us away from the darkness of transgression into the light of obedience. We've got a plan. Allah has given us a plan in the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the Quran, that this Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ Alif Lam Mim, Dhalikal Kitab, La Rayba Fee. This is a kitab in which there is no doubt. It gives you a plan, it is a hidayat, it's a guidance for those people who want to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our plan. Many a times after you create a plan, you find many a times architects, they create a dummy or a model to say that, you see, this is a plan that we have got on paper, but this is the practical manifestation of how it will look. So they give you a dummy. Right? I'm not trying to use it in the same way, but I'm just trying to make us understand. After our plan that you've got, the Quran has given us the plan of how to lead our life, to how to lead our religion. We got a practical example. Who is our practical example? Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرِ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have revealed the Quran upon you, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, for you to explain it to people what Allah has revealed to you. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, I have given you in the Rasul of Almighty Allah a perfect example of how to lead your life. You got your plan, you got your model. So we are saying, like for example, a building, you have a plan, you have a model. Now after you have a plan, you have a model. Allah in our deen has given us a plan, the plan is the Quran. Allah has given us a model, our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you want success, then follow the example of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is a sample of how for you to lead your life. Now, I just give an example. If a person goes to a tailor, right, and he gives him a sample, and after giving him a sample, the tailor does everything right, but the sleeve, he makes it 2 inches short. He makes it 2 inches short. What will you tell the tailor? I gave you a sample. I gave you the sample. Why did you make it 2 inches short? Now Allah will tell us, I gave you a sample. Why did you fall short? Then we don't ask, is this sunnah? What did Nabi say? That is a sample. And when a tailor does something, no one says, but it's only little but short. You say, I gave you the sample. Allah can tell us, I gave you the sample. Go according to that sample. Then you do his appearance, his dress, you try and follow him as much as possible, according to that sample. After you have done that, after you got a plan, after you got your model, what do people first do when they want to put up a building? They put up the foundation and the pillars. Right? Now you first put up your foundation and your pillars. Very important. Without which, you can never ever put any building without first putting the foundation. And sometimes the piling and the foundation is a very strenuous task. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of finance. Sometimes you have to put so much concrete to be able to get the foundation and the piling right. Sinan is one of the great architects in our Islamic history. Right? He is the one who was the main architect of all of these many beautiful masjids and many beautiful buildings you see in Turkey, the Blue Mosque and the Suleymaniye Mosque, etc. Sinan, everyone knows, if you know architecture, you will know Sinan. He was a master in terms of his architect. One day he was putting up a building. So he put up the foundation. And after putting up the foundation, he went away. No one knew where Sinan was. Now everyone was worried. He put up the foundation. No one knows what is to follow the foundation. He came after a period of time. And he said, the reason why I came after a period of time, I needed the foundation to set for a certain period of time. Now only we can build. Now do you know what's our foundation? Buniya al-Islamu ala khams. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the foundation of Islam rest upon 5 principles, 5 pillars. Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah, our iman, our salat, our zakat, our fasting, and our hajj. That is our pillars. If you want to build a building before you do anything, you first put up the pillars. If you want to build the building of Islam, before you start anywhere, you first put up your pillars and your foundation. Is your salat correct? Are you performing your salat? Inna salata imaduddin, faman aqamaha faqad aqama ad-din, waman tarakaha faqad hadama ad-din. Salat is a pillar of Islam. Whoever establishes this pillar, he has established Islam. Whoever destroys this pillar, he has destroyed Islam. If you don't put that foundation, you don't put this pillar, you can't put this whole particular dome. You can't put the whole buildings, you can't put the window. And many a times people want to put up fancy ideas of Islam without the foundation. It is made mention of Dr. Sayyid Rahma, Ramadan al-Buti. Sayyid Ramadan al-Buti, right now, he was a scholar in Egypt. So many a times people used to come and tell them about, you know, the problems of Islam in the world. Today this is happening, this is happening, this is happening to his Muslims. And he used to ask them, tell me, did you read your Salah, Fajr Salah today or not? I read it in his obituary. You know, when he passed away, someone wrote about him. He said, anyone came to complain about any aspect of Islam, did you read your Fajr Salah today or not? He said, no. He said, sorry, I can't take you seriously. I can't take you seriously. You want to talk about Islam and you can't even do the pillars. You want to put up a building like this year and you haven't put down the foundation. Then you're not serious in putting up a building. If you want to talk about Islam and you have not performed your salat, wallahi, you are not serious with regard to Islam. Therefore, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said an amazing thing. He said, "Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah, faman dhayyaha fahuwa lima siwaha adya." The most important thing in my deen, in my khilafat, and today we want to talk of khilafat, etc., Islamic state. The most important thing in my khilafat, in my Islamic state, is salat. He who forsakes salat, he is more likely to forsake all other aspects of deen. He mustn't talk of any other aspect of deen. Now that is the pillars, you have put the foundation. But now, the foundation is very important. I gave you an example of Sinan. Without that, the building can't continue. Without that, your Islam cannot continue. But have you ever seen a building that has a bosom, very, very strong foundation, very strong pillars, and a person said, I'm finished now. My building is done. I've put up the foundation and pillars. People will say, "Bhai, that building is incomplete. You can't only put the foundation and pillars. You need a foundation and pillars, but you need something over and above it." Now you have done your salat. You have done your five principles. Now you put up the finishing touches of the building. No one will say, "This is a beautiful building. What a beautiful masjid. Look at this aesthetics. Look at the beautiful calligraphy. What a beautiful calligraphy." No one will say, "Beautiful building because the foundations are beautiful." No one judges the beauty of a building by the foundations, even if you need the foundations for the sake of building the building. Understand that point. Now, in a similar manner, you know, when I went to Spain, during the course of Spain, we went with friends, so we just started taking a car and we started driving. So we came to a place called Ronda. We found it very beautiful. We came past, you know, a church there that it had all the hallmarks of a masjid. There was like wuzukhana outside. Now, where do you see a church with, you know, water features outside? You look at the building, you look at the arches, it looked like a building. So we found it very interesting. So anyway, we came back, I gave a report with regard to the trip. One alim one day phoned me and said, "Mulana, during the course of your talk, you spoke about Ronda. Let me tell you, I read something in the books of history about Ronda." He said there was a great scholar there by the name of Saleh bin Sharif Ar-Rundi. And they had different places, you know, where they used to make zikr. And they used to have turns in those khankas, those places where they used to make zikr. And everyone, they said 24 hours a day there used to be zikr in Ronda. Today there's not one masjid there. There's not one masjid. 24 hours they used to make zikr and they used to take turns. All right, this time, 6 hours, we will make zikr and make tilawat. The other one will say, all right, in this time, I will make. 24 hours, they had a set pattern that they used to make. But that whole thing fell away. Perhaps why it fell away? Because they only remained on the pillars. Now, after you have built the pillars, what do you do to make a building beautiful? All right, you do the aesthetics, you do the painting, you do the outward, the beautiful decorating. You do the outside, you know, the things that makes a building look nice. Now, if you want to build Islam, what are the things that will make Islam look nice to others? Two things. One is your business dealings with other people, and other is your akhlaq and your conduct and your interaction with other people. The way all of this is the beauty of the building, the painting, the calligraphy, the decorations, the beautiful doors, the beautiful carpets. That is the beauty of this building. The beauty of our Islam is in two things. In our business dealings with other people. Today, unfortunately, we only look at business as a means of making money, part of the rat race. Someone had said, you know, one of the harms of the rat race is even if you win the rat race, you're still a rat. Huh? Even if you win the battle, you're still a rat. We don't look upon business as being part of the rat race. For us, business is a means of risk. It's a means of pleasing Allah. It's a means of very great barakah from Almighty Allah. Talabul halali faridatun ba'da al-faridah. The acquiring of halal risk is a religious obligation. But after the pillars. After the pillars, you put the decoration. Huh? Not before the. You don't put the decoration before the. So you do the faridah after your salat. Right? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah has kept 90% of risk in business. Allah in the Holy Quran has made mention of business together with going out in the path of Allah. وَآخَرُونَ يَضْرِبُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَبْتَغُونَ مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ. Those people who go out in business for the sake of risk. وَآخَرُونَ يُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Then are those people who go out for traveling for the sake of going out in the path of Allah. Allah makes mention of them together. This is the aspect. Someone asked Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, have you written a book on piety? He said, yes. He said, what book? He said, I wrote a book on business. The person who does his business correctly, he is amongst the pious people. That person who doesn't do his business correctly, he cannot be termed pious. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, At-tajiru as-saduqul amin ma'an nabiyyin was-siddiqin was-shuhada. No, the honest trader will be in the company of the anbiya, will be in the company of the martyrs, will be in the company of the siddiq. Ulama write, the people who make tafsir of hadith, they interpret, they say, why did Allah, there are four categories. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. In the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, he will be in the company of the Nabiyyin, the Shuhada, the Siddiqin. Didn't make mention of Salihin. Because an honest trader, who despite the challenges of trade, remain honest. There is a possibility of making a great amount of money by being dishonest, by being part of a wrong tender. And you then go and do that. You lose the aspect of being pious. But if you come through that with flying colors, with honesty, you automatically become Salihin. Therefore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Hadith did not make mention of Salihin. Because the honest trader himself becomes a Salih. He becomes a pious person. So this is now the aspect of living Islam. Brothers, our ibadat is very important. Our salat is very important. It's our pillars without which no building can exist. Without which our deen cannot exist. But no one will judge a building by the foundation and pillars. No one will judge Islam by your ibadat. Your ibadat, you leave it, is between you and Allah. You need it for your own self. Allah doesn't need your ibadat. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said, even if you, every human being, becomes the most pious of human beings, if every human being makes sijda from now till the day of Qiyamah, it won't make one iota of difference to the greatness of Allah. If every one of you don't make ibadat, it won't make one iota of difference to the greatness of Allah. You need ibadat for your own self. Ya ayyuhan nas antumul fuqara'u ila Allah. Wallahu huwa al-ghaniyyul hamid. O people, you are poverty stricken in front of Allah. Allah is ghani. Allah is independent. He is worthy of praise. You make ibadat. If you don't, إِيَّشَا يُذْهِبْكُمْ وَيَعْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. If you don't make ibadat, if you don't worship Allah, Allah will destroy you and create another nation who will remember him, and you will suffer, Allah won't suffer. Now, that's the ibadat. People will never see the beauty, only your ibadat, your tahajjud prayers, no one is going to get, you need it for your own devotion. But no one is going to get the beauty of Islam by your tahajjud prayers. He's going to get it by your interaction in the business world. How are you interacting with non-Muslims in the business world? Are you being honest? Are you being dishonest? That's an image of living Islam. That is where people are going to gain the image of Islam. And there, unfortunately, many a times, we don't present the best of pictures. And the second thing, now we come into the end of the building. Now the end of the building. Now you see, oh, this building is very beautiful. Why? The aesthetics are not very beautiful. Now what is the aesthetics of our religion? Our akhlaq and character. How do we deal with people? That will show people the beauty of Islam. Just as the aesthetics will show people the beauty of this building, the beauty of this masjid. And to give you an example of this, When our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had completed and received his first wahi, dizzy, frightened, apprehensive of the strange experience, first time a person had seen someone coming in a huge, remarkable type of form and pressing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam almost to the point of death, telling him Iqra. And he said, Ma ana biqari. And then afterwards say, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم rushed towards. Where did he go? He went to his wife. I always tell people, I make the small humorous incident that, you know, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he had this experience, he didn't go to his friends, he went to his wife. Today a Muslim woman spends half her life looking for a husband, the other half wondering where he is. Where is he gone to now? Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you have a problem, in the first situation, go to your family. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to his family. Now, many a times, if a husband goes to the family with regard to some good news, many a times the wife puts him off. You just see illusions of grandeur. You only think you are very great. No support. But look at, may we be sacrificed. Wallahi, my dear respected brothers, sometimes when I think about this incident, I think that the way Hazrat Khadija reacted, we are all indebted to the wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was apprehensive whether he would be able to fulfill this responsibility or not. At that particular time, when a person is in that situation, you know, one word of encouragement lifts you. One word of something that is not encouraging could make you down. May we be sacrificed upon the beauty of our mother. What did she say? What did she say? And this is something. Oh my husband. Oh my husband, wallahi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever disgrace you. إِنَّكَ لَتَسِلُ رَحَمْ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلْ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيْفِ وَتُعِيلُ عَنَا لَوَعِبِ الْحَقِّ وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ خَتِيجَةَ بِيَدِي. You are all the time mending relationship. You are entertaining guests. You are bringing people together. Your akhlaq is very good. You are always taking the part of those people who are downtrodden and underprivileged. Whether other people accepting you or not as the Prophet of Allah, me as your wife, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ خَتِيجَةَ بِيَدِي أَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Me as your wife, I bear witness that you are the Rasul of Allah. You are such a person, wallahi la yughzik Allahu abada. Allah won't disgrace you. Why won't Allah disgrace you? Because you read long salat? No. Why won't Allah disgrace you? Because your akhlaq is so great. Your conduct is so great. Therefore, you are an amazing human being. You are an amazing human being. Not because your salat is great, which is your foundation. You are amazing human being because that is the outside portion of your conduct that people see. Now when you have done this, then you will find a beautiful building. The foundations are also steady. The pillars are also right, which carries the decoration that comes over the pillars. Then afterwards, the building is most beautiful. Someone comes and say, Alhamdulillah, what a beautiful building. Right? Now if you build that very same thing without the foundation, it will come. Crumbling down. If you put akhlaq and your business without salat, it will come crumbling down. But after your foundation, if you want to show people the beauty, living Islam, then you have to show people the beauty in these two things. In your financial transactions, in your conduct, then you will find, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. Today we have completed deen for you. I read an ayat of the Holy Quran in the beginning, with which I will conclude. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. O you who believe, enter into Islam wholeheartedly. Enter into Islam wholeheartedly, bring every aspect into life. Just as a beautiful building will have every aspect to make it beautiful, our deen will only be beautiful if we bring every aspect. The foundations are right, the pillars are right, our iman is right, and we follow the plan of Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran. We follow the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as is the model of the plan. And thereafter we also do the aesthetics correct. The aesthetics is our business transaction and our akhlaq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.